all the unique characters.
I do let them bang. Yeah, I'm a legend, man. I'm building my legs.
All the stories and perspectives featured weekly.
I wasn't fully committed to that choke, and I kind of sunk into it, started squeezing tighter, and I kind of heard him gurgle a little bit. I was like, oh.
And all the combat sports you could ask for in the best state in the U.S.
Like I said, Ohio versus the world. It's going to happen for sure. Watch out.
It'll be cool, man. I'm not worried about it. I'm going to show them why the Ohio MMA scene is, in my opinion, one of the best MMA scenes in the country.
This is Forged in OHIO.
OHIO.
OHIO. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 69 of Forged in Ohio. My name is Jake Murren, and I'm the host of the podcast. I've done a lot of post-fight interviews here lately on Forged in Ohio, so I figured I'd change things up with this one. I actually looked ahead to see what exciting fights are on the horizon for Ohio MMA, and I landed on the current co-main event of Caged Thunder 26. This man holds a 2-1 pro MMA record out of Ronin Training Center, and he's competed in many other disciplines as well. It's Melvin Awesome Harris. Thanks for coming on the show, Melvin, and welcome on in to Forged in Ohio, man.
Oh, thank you, brother. Thank you. It's awesome.
Yeah, of course, man. We could start in a lot of different places, but I want to get right into your upcoming co-main event fight at Cage Thunder 26. It will be your first time fighting in MMA for about 6 months. Why decide to return to the sport now after your most recent Muay Thai fight?
I never got away from it, brother. I've been trying to stay as active as I possibly can in MMA. I try to stay as local as possible, but sometimes just scheduling and then and some good opportunities that paid well popped up on me. And so, I'm excited. I love fighting MMA, and I'm excited to be back in there. And I got a game opponent, so this will be fun.
Yeah, that you do, man. There's a lot to talk about with this fight. Was this the opportunity you were looking for, though, being able to compete on such a solid card in the co-main event here in Ohio, like you said, fighting locally?
Oh, yeah, of course, man. When it comes to this, I love, one, I've fought my pro debut for the show Caged Thunder, and who I actually went up against Brogan there, and then who's a teammate of my current opponent now. So those guys... They know me. They know me. I know them. So it'll be a good test, you know, and obviously I always go out there to win and do it as best as I can. And I look forward to continue to do that.
Yeah. What do you think of your opponent, Hunter Watt, who's building off of his pro debut win not too long ago?
I mean, he's been around for, we haven't crossed paths yet. He's been on the block, I think, before, just a while ago. But I know what he's coming to bring. You know, he's going to want to wrestle, and I'm prepared for it. You know, I know he, when he goes out there to fight, he goes to fight. I mean, he's always game. So I definitely got the respect for him, and then I'm gonna be ready. I'll be ready for his game. You know.
So you mentioned you knowing them and, you know, them obviously knowing you as well, having experience fighting guys out of Route 250. You fought Brogan Endres twice, who's competing in the main event of Cage Thunder 26. Do you view this as an opportunity to get a win back from the gym or even the score or anything like that at all?
Oh, of course. You know, they're up on me too. they're too up on me right now. And I've always, as much as I do hate losing very much, you know, but you know, I can accept it. It happens. It's a part of the sport, and yeah, I'm looking to get that back. You know, it's not so much I look to fight the gym as I got the guy in front of me right at the time, you know? So, I am definitely looking right at Hunter Watt. He is my sole focus. And then from there on we go.
Is there anything that you can take away from your two fights against Brogan, having gone up against that gym twice now, that you might be able to apply here to Hunter? I know they don't have the exact same game, but maybe the same gym, you can actually take something away from those previous fights.
As far as with Brogan, like I said, they both present slightly different challenges. They have different strengths kind of in there, but similar. And I know, as far as from a coaching standpoint, you know, when you're in there, I hear my coaches and I hear their coaches, you know, and maybe a few people in the crowd, yelling some random stuff, but I know that he's got good coaches behind him. You know, I respect those guys. They know how to keep a game plan, stay calm. And I'm prepared for them to use his strengths, not necessarily Brogan's, in order to try to defeat me. And, if I was going to say they're going to try to, as far as similar things that Brogan did, they're going to try to come get a hold of me as soon as possible, which I expect. And we're going to try to see if we can make some roadblocks in the way.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I was going to ask you what you're expecting out of this fight on April 6th. It almost sounds like you're expecting that wrestling Hunter Watt to come out there and get you up against the cage or on the ground right away. How do you make sure that doesn't happen, that you can show off what you have on the feet?
Of course. I mean, that comes with, I got guys that I train with that are heavy wrestlers, that are really good wrestlers, that can really test me in that world. And that's what we're training for. You know, it's making sure I put things out in front of him, to deter him from that wrestling and let him run into some things, you know, especially as you amateur, especially in Ohio, is built around being a good wrestler. You know, you got a good wrestler, it's built for that. But as you go up to the pro, you know, things change. You know, you can run into a lot of different things now. And so it evens it out a little bit, you know, as you get to that pro level now. So it's not in favor of the wrestler as much as it is and as an amateur. So me being his second professional fight, we'll see if he's ready and has made some adjustments and tweak some things on how he's ready for these pro ranks. So,
yeah, almost like you can show him a thing or two in there and teach him a thing or two as a young professional that Hunter Watt is being in this pro game. I like hearing that, man. You mentioned training with killers and with some good wrestlers. I know you're actually competing alongside Kobe Woodall that night from your Jim Rohn and training center. Do you like when you get to compete alongside a teammate like that, like you're going to on April 6th?
Oh, yes. When you got guys that are also training to fight as well, that mental, you know, having multiple guys turn on that mental and getting to that space is so huge, right? To help train. Training's hard. Sucks. Some days are better than others, you know. But when you got other guys that are about to go to war alongside you, man, it changes that atmosphere in the room. And it makes it a little easier. He can bring me up. I can bring him up. You know, you're cutting away at the same time. You know, it just gets rougher and rougher as the days approaches. And you need someone they understand, you know, and it helps, you know, just having someone understand, you know, it just helps a little bit. It makes it a little bit easier. The days go by and, you know, it keeps that intensity high, you know. I love competing against my comrades, man. I love when we go out to war together. So it's fun. It's a good time.
Yeah, I love hearing it, man. But what's it actually like on fight day? You know, you're going to be fighting after Kobe, but are you worried about what he's going to do in his fight, even though you kind of have to be dialed in and laser focused on what you're doing that night too?
No, I've done this several times where I fought with guys that fight before me, after me. And actually, I'm pretty sure, yeah, Kobe... Actually, yeah, we fought on the same card. I think the first time I fought Brogan, we fought on the same card, actually, and he fought before me. He went out there and just put a highlight reel together. And so that, for me, I know he's going to fire me up, you know. I know he's going to go out there, he's going to perform, and it's going to make me want to perform just that much more, you know. And he'll bring it out of me. So I love it. I'm happy that he's going in there. He's going before me. Because I know he's going to bring a level of intensity, and I'm going to match it, if not exceed it.
So this will be your fourth pro MMA fight. We talked about it being Hunter's second and maybe showing Hunter a thing or two in there in the cage. Are you trying to show anything special out there, prove anything, being that it's your fourth fight?
Of course, man. I, for me, this is, you know, I don't got a lot of more. I'm older than a lot of these other guys. So, I mean, I got to make a statement. You know, all three of my fights have gone to decision, and I definitely want to change that. You know, if you're gonna make it somewhere, you need some finishes. And I definitely am gonna be hunting for that for 15 minutes. I want finishes. I need them. I need them at this point. And so that's where I'm at right now. Time to get a finish. This is for number four, like you say, I got to get a finish.
Is that a difficult mindset to have? Because I know sometimes when fighters are going into the cage hunting for a finish, it actually hurts their ability to get that finish. How do you balance that type of mindset going into a fight?
It's game plan, man. Like I said, I've been doing this for a while, fighting sports. And so it's not that I'm going to go out there reckless abandon, you know, I'm a cool, calm, collected guy. And I do what I need to do. I make my reads. I can take control. I take control of the fight, and I know I have the power. I got the skills to effectively get a finish. I mean, it can come to me. I just have to flip the switch in my own head. You know, I'm a very cerebral fighter. I let things get to my head. And if I can quiet the internal Melvin and just let myself do what I need to do, it's going to be there for sure. No doubt. 1,000,000%.
So how do you get the job done at Cage Thunder 26? Make sure you get your hand raised, but do so by finish inside the distance, like you're saying.
That's the thing. I can do things striking, and I can go to the ground. I'm very comfortable down there as well. So I have no doubt in my mind, no matter where this fight goes, I can finish.
I love to hear it, man. It's going to be an exciting fight, that's for sure. Talking with Melvin Awesome Harris on Forged in Ohio. Let's work our way back through your career just a little bit now. Looking at your Tapology, what really sticks out most is the activity. You turned pro in early 2023 and competed 4 times in 3 months, 2 of those being MMA fights. How important has it been for you just to stay active the way you've been able to lately?
Oh, that's huge for me. I don't like to be on the sideline. The more I can be active, and that's and just competing in general, whether it's jiu-jitsu competitions, whether it's boxing, whether it's kickboxing, Muay Thai, MMA, the more I can compete, the better I am, the better I feel. If I'm healthy, I want to be doing something. And obviously, I've been trying to focus a lot more on MMA as much as I possibly can, you know, and yeah, I like to stay busy. I love to train. And so you give me something to train for, I'm there. I'm ready to go.
How important are results when you're that active? I know everyone wants to win. Everyone hates to lose. But I imagine, you know, learning and building on your game is just as important as you gain more experience like you have been.
Oh, 100%. There are, yeah, I don't do anything to not win it. Honestly, I'm not out there just to, you know, just to be a participant, you know, and collect a participation medal. I want to win everything I do. So it helps. It's my motivating factor, to be honest with you. I mean, losing hurts. I mean, sometimes winning hurts, but losing hurts way more. So like you say, being active, I mean, I can go out there and hone in on different disciplines and then try to and master those crafts as best as I possibly can. And then obviously when it comes to MMA, I marry everything together, you know, and I'm constantly working. I'm not perfect by any means, you know, so constantly working on my craft and putting myself in those positions to get better in every little facet of this game, man, I think a lot more guys should do that as well. You know, it's hard to get better unless you go against people who only do one thing. They only box, you know, they only do jiu-jitsu, they only kickbox. I mean, I want to go against those guys and I want to see how I fare, and I learn from them, and then I come back and I try to marry it all together, you know, and that's hard.
Yeah, I love that, man.
So make us
Yeah, because like other than MMA, you've competed in boxing, kickboxing, grappling, and even most recently Muay Thai. Is that what's encouraged you to go out and compete and test yourself in these different disciplines just to get a different test and then, like you said, marry it all together in mixed martial arts?
Of course, man. We've had guys that I currently train with now, you know, we're like, listen, take a break from this and go do just that. Go do just boxing. Go do just jiu-jitsu. Go do just Muay Thai so you can have a better understanding, right, of what you're doing and why you're doing this and why we're saying do the things that you say. And then we'll be pick and choose the spots, and then this is what works for MMA. This is what works for here. This is how we change this. This is now you understand what I mean when I say this thing, you know? Those little details, you know, especially when we're building these younger guys up from amateurs up through even having some guys that are about to be pro now. I mean, that those skills are so necessary.
Is it difficult having to bounce between sports and disciplines like that? Sure, they all have their similarities, but it's not like you can use all of your weapons in each one, right?
Oh, 1,000,000%. You know, you got, oh my God, trying to train it all during the week is the craziest struggle I could possibly, I don't even know how to describe. People ask me all the time, how you do all the things? I don't know. I'm still figuring it out. Some days I'm going to be like, I can't do jiu-jitsu today. I'm going to do striking. And some other days I'm like, I need to do some jiu-jitsu, or I need to wrestle, or I need to do this. Like, it's week by week based cases. And I'm still working on trying to get it all together in a week, in a day myself. You know, it's very difficult. But depending on what I have coming up, you know, I try to focus, obviously, specifically on that discipline. So, you know, I can, you know, perform the best I can possibly perform at that moment.
Yeah, it sounds like it can be frustrating at times when you're limited like that in competitions or even in the gym preparing for all these different competitions. Is the payoff when you get to blend it all together and actually compete in mixed martial arts? Is that the payoff for you?
Oh, 100%. And when I can go out there and showcase, oh, I've been wrestling. Oh, I've been doing jiu-jitsu. Oh, I've been striking with high-level guys across the board, you know, and then you can watch somebody, you know, do a thing, but then when they feel it, you know, and I can see their body go, oh, snap, that was different than what I thought it was going to be. I'm like, yeah, game time. Yeah. So.
Yeah, man, it's pretty common to see what you're doing in the amateur scene, but maybe not so much for the pros going out and testing yourself in all these different sports. Do you feel like you had to go out and compete in other disciplines to improve, or why have you gone down that route to start your pro career?
I mean, I've been doing this since I was an amateur, and it just kind of carried over, you know. For me, I mean, I like I said, I got to stay active, you know, and it helps me. It eases. I'm a very cerebral person, so it eases the demons, as to say. So, I feel like I can just learn, you know, when I it makes it that much easier to perform when I'm doing the things, and when it comes down to doing MMA, now I'm like, okay, I've done a number of things this year. Let's do this. Like, we're prepared. You know, because some guys are, especially when it comes to MMA, you got guys that are amazing jiu-jitsu artists. You need to be ready. You got amazing strikers. You need to be ready. Amazing wrestlers. You need to be ready. If I can continue to do those things and set myself up for success and just be as well-rounded as I possibly can be, I can go out there and do stuff with anybody and not be worried.
Yeah, it sounds like you're putting yourself in these uncomfortable positions to grow as a fighter. So have you noticed yourself becoming more comfortable in more situations as you continue to compete in different combat sports?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I had never done any grappling arts until I started doing MMA in 2018-19. I'd never done anything. I never wrestled, never did jiu-jitsu, none of it. Until I started training at Ronin, and leaps and bounds now, leaps and bounds. You know, I still have my moments, I still have my white belt moments, as I like to say. But I feel so much better, and I feel like I'm finally getting to a point where I'm like, okay, Now I can compete a little bit more with these guys who have been wrestling or doing whatever, especially in Ohio. You know, Ohio wrestling is they ain't no slouches here. So, you know, I can finally kind of hold my own a little bit more, you know, and feel comfortable, you know, finally, as I've been doing all these things, you know.
You ever shied away from testing yourself to the fullest extent and taking on the toughest guys you can and really whatever sport you can?
Oh, no. Let's do it. I mean, if we're going to do it, we might as well do it against better people, the better guys. Honestly, I find it easier to go against better guys. I know what to expect than going against like the lower. So it's just, yeah, if anybody's ever trained, you go against someone that knows what they're doing, you can, is an expectation of what goes next after certain things. And then it gets harder as they get more green.
So have you noticed yourself becoming more well-rounded over the last year or so since you started taking all these different type of fights?
Oh man, 100%. I'm going to showcase that as well. I finally feel like I'm becoming like another level of a person that can just do everything and is comfortable everywhere. When I first started, I was nervous, man. Oh my gosh. I was like, I do not want to get taken down. I don't know if I can get up, you know. I'm going to fight these really good wrestlers. I'm like, oh my God, these guys are going to be so good, you know? And that was a struggle for me, like a mental struggle. And now that's finally subsiding to the point where I'm like, okay, we can open up. I mean, let's do what we got to do. I'm finally feeling like the payoff is there, and now I just need to show it, you know?
Yeah, I love it, man. I'm excited to see that evolution of your game on April 6th, that's for sure. Can you talk about your experience in your last fight, actually competing in Muay Thai for the first time and doing so for a promotion like CFFC in Philly to start the year?
Oh, yeah, man. So I've been trying to get on one of their MMA shows for a while, and then I'm not even sure how our Muay Thai coach even found that they were doing this or got this opportunity, but I got it through him. And that was awesome. I mean, they run a fantastic show. The guys there, the people that run that, top notch. And it was phenomenal. It was fun. You know, UFC guys in the building and also, I mean, Dan Bergliotta was my ref for that. Like, that's so crazy, you know? And, yeah, I mean, it was a wonderful show. I was glad I was able to go out there and do just Muay Thai. That was my first professional Muay Thai fight, which was really cool. And it was here in the States. You know, I've always wanted to go to Thailand, you know, I just hadn't found the time. So it was wonderful. It was awesome to be able to just do that here in America. Like, that's so cool. 'Cause Thai it's still growing, you know, especially over here in the States. And to be a part of something like that, it was huge for me as a fan of the sport.
Is that something that you want to do again?
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah. Sign me up.
Once again, this is Melvin Awesome Harris with us on Forged in Ohio. Your Cage Thunder 26 fight in April is your first MMA fight of 2024. I know we just talked about how active you are, so assuming you're healthy after your next fight, can we expect you to get right back in there again soon following April?
Oh, 100%. I'm trying to be active. I'm trying to get it out. I like doing things once a month. If I can do stuff once a month, I'm a happy Melvin, you know? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes. I'm already looking. I don't like to look too far in the future, you know, obviously one thing at a time and obviously, yeah, staying healthy, but yes, I want to get this out, get this one. We get on it. We get it done. Rest a little bit, eat a little bit, and then boom, right back into the next thing.
Competing once a month, man. I love it. But does it take a big toll on your body when you're doing that?
Oh my gosh, yes, my body. I do try to take care of my body, eat well, rest. I'm a serial overtrainer, so I have a I have to sit myself down sometimes. Well, my body sits itself down sometimes. And again, I'm no spring chicken anymore, so it is a big deal for me to rest and take care of myself. So
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes.
Would you rather be an over trainer, I guess, than be a under trainer and have that show in the cage?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm not out there to get embarrassed. So it happens. And no matter how much I train, but I would rather be an over trainer than not. I don't think I'd be here. So
what does 2024 look like in terms of competing in mixed martial arts, but also boxing, kickboxing, grappling, maybe some more Muay Thai fights as well?
Right now I'm trying to focus on MMA. So I tried to dial down some of the other things, and then just really, I want to give this MMA thing a shot, give it a good run. And I'd love to fight as many times as I possibly can this year and do well. You know, that's obviously the ultimate goal. That's why I got into it, you know? I'm trying to make it happen with this MMA thing this year. I would really like to get as many under my belt as I possibly can.
Just a couple more for you, man. We talked earlier about the feeling of getting this knockout on April 6th at Cage Thunder 26 and really progressing your career, being that you are at the age that you're at. And I always enjoy learning about fighters and, you know, why they do this and their goals. For you, they might be, you know, more short-term than long-term with where you're at in your career. So what are some things that you're trying to achieve in your career?
It's always been little things. Like I try to make attainable things. You know, I'm not like out here, I'm like, I'm going to be a UFC champion. No, you know, would that be great? Of course. But, you know, I'm a step-by-step guy, and I try to get attainable goals. So right now it's to make it to a big show. I would love to fight on a big show, the PFL, or, I mean, well, was going to be like a Bellator maybe, or UFC. I would love to make it. I mean, that's always just making it for me would be a huge, you know, to know I was good enough. You know, I put the work in just to make it to the big show. So right now we're just going to try to make it, you know. If I can do that, we got new goals that get created as we go into new chapters, you know what I'm saying? So that's all I want to do.
I love that, man. I love that it's also, you know, attainable. It's not like you are saying, yeah, I'm going to be UFC champion one day. You just want to make it first and then you'll build from that. How far do you think you are away from competing on a big stage like that?
We put a string of some finishes together, and then we might be able to talk to some people. So, but, you know, it's tough now. It's a really tough sport. And there's a lot of good people I mean, hey, you're competing with a jillion other people in the world right now trying to get these spots, you know. And so I don't know. I don't know. But I feel like if I can start to string some things together and my mental is where it needs to be, I think it'll all just fall into place, man.
Yeah, man. I'd love to see it. Before we wrap up, Melvin, is there anything you want to shout out or plug here at the back end of the podcast, whether it be sponsorships, social media handles, things like that? The floor is yours.
I am on Instagram, Melvin_awesome_Harris. Again, as we said, I fight again April 6th for Cage Thunder. I'm going out there to make a statement. So you can tune into that. It's going to be a wonderful show. And obviously a shout out to my Ronin Training Center, man, my family. We got not just myself, but we got a lot of up and coming guys as well. And you're going to hear us and see and hear that name a lot here coming up. So, shout out to them, man. And I appreciate Forge in Ohio for, man, giving me it's like the time.
Of course, man. The pleasure was all mine. Thanks again, Melvin, for joining me on the show. I've been wanting to have you on the show for a while now. I feel like I've had so many Ronin Training Center guys on, so I knew it was about time to get you on as well. And I think your fight at Cage Thunder 26 is one of the most exciting ones on that card. What a great night of fights that is. Before I get you out of here, man, I enjoyed doing the OHIO chant with my guests. So if you could be so kind to help me out here, man. OHIO. Thanks, Melvin. Thanks again for coming on the show. I'll see you during fight week for Cage Thunder, and I'm looking forward to a great scrap, man.
Yes, sir, brother. Thank you so much.
That was Melvin Awesome Harris, the 2-1 professional mixed martial artist. He has a date against Hunter Watt on April 6th in the co-main event of Cage Thunder 26. You could even make a strong argument that this fight should be the main event of that card. His opponent joined me all the way back in November 2022 on episode 5 of Forged in Ohio, so feel free to check out that episode too, just to get both sides of what truly should be a great fight. A quick programming note, by the way, there will not be an episode of Forged in Ohio next week. I'm actually getting married this coming Saturday, so obviously a lot of time and effort is going into making that as special as it can be, but don't you worry, Forge in Ohio will be back on Monday, April 1st. Until then, thank you all for your continued support. I've been your host, Jake Murren, and this was Forged in Ohio.